a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Daybreak Water Company says their secondary water access is restricted because of Utah Lake's low water levels. This restriction came from the state engineer's office. I'm KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
Second, a longtime Utah lawmaker is on temporary leave after a former intern alleged he sexually harassed her. The Utah Senate will now investigate the allegations against Salt Lake City Senator Gene Davis. And third, Ricky has our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, Highway 6 is open once again, but we are still seeing residual delays from the earlier crash that occurred about 3 miles east of Tucker. And for those who are making their way northbound on I-15 in Utah County, slowdowns going from Linden through Lehigh. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
His design. Airline to craft
plenty of clouds, thunderstorms brewing, and the storminess sticks around through Saturday.
Is that somebody fly with the airline want to make more money? Designed to see
back up, let's
stratospheric air
news only on KSL News Radio.
Now let's check in for a look at traffic and weather together.
Slowdowns continue, Tim. This is southbound I-15 from Murray.
Another victory for Sandy Hook parents. A jury in Austin, Texas today added punitive damages, ordering radio TV conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to pay a total of more than $49 million in damages in the lawsuit over his false claims that the 2012 Connecticut school shooting was a hoax.
Is this your verdict? So say each and all of you.
Yes, sir.
Jones also facing a lawsuit in Connecticut. 7 adults and 3 children dead in a house fire in Nescopeck, Pennsylvania, southwest of Wilkes-Barre. Most were relatives of each other. ABC's Mola Lenghi.
Some of those inside were able to safely flee the burning home. Authorities say a criminal investigation into the cause of the fire is underway. Authorities are interviewing the survivors.
A third victim of that Washington lightning strike yesterday has now died. About 755,000 American children under the age of 5 have now received their first shot of a COVID vaccine, says newly updated federal data. It's about 4% of the total in that population. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A stranger with a gun came upon 2 teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go in depth here. Storms and heat might just keep you inside this weekend, so what's new to watch? ABC's Jason Nathanson says a new flick with Brad Pitt will likely top the box office this weekend.
People should expect an action thriller from Brad Pitt and a reminder of why he is a big movie star. You could put kind of any younger buff guy in this, and I think it would have been a serviceable film, but you add Brad Pitt to something like this, and the movie is okay, it's not great, but you add a Brad Pitt and I think that elevates it gives it an extra point or two. If you're on a scale of 10, I think Brad Pitt elevates this from a 5 to a 7 because he's just good, and the supporting cast is great as well. Brian Tyree Henry and others are really, really good. There's some fun cameos, which I don't want to spoil. The action is good, it's well lit. Brad Pitt plays a assassin on a bullet train out of Tokyo. There are a bunch of other assassins on the train. Eventually, you find out why they're all on the train, and I think that's a pretty satisfying answer towards the end once it's all wrapped up. It's a little bit long. I think they could have cut a little bit. It's only about 2 hours, but it feels a little bit longer. But overall, if you're looking for a good, stylish, serviceable action flick in theaters this weekend, I think Bullet Train is pretty good.
All right, so Bullet Train is one to think at the box office. He also, Jason says, Apple TV Plus has a new release this weekend.
Yeah, there are a bunch of things streaming. One of them is a new movie, an animated film called Luck on Apple TV Plus. This is about a girl, late teen, maybe 18 or so, played by the voice by Eva Noblezada, who she is an orphan who ages out of the home that she, the orphanage that she's living in, and she feels like she has bad luck her whole life. She, you know, no family ever wanted her. She never got adopted. Things kind of tend to go wrong for her, and then she realizes there's a whole world, a mystical and magical world with dragons and leprechauns and creatures that create luck. Good luck and bad luck, it doesn't matter. All luck is, it's two sides of the same coin.
All right, so a couple of ideas there for the weekend, and it's always great to catch up with Jason Nathanson. He is the entertainment correspondent for ABC News in Los Angeles. That's The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.